You may have recently seen cameras that look something like this, or this, or this. These may seem similar to traditional security cameras or radars, but they're significantly more powerful. The most well-known brand of this new type of camera is Flock. And within the last 14 months, the amount of these cameras installed across the country has doubled to now over 80,000. And what they're capable of is astounding.
When we're talking about Flock cameras, they're grabbing license plates of people coming in and out of set location. And let's say, I don't know, somebody was speeding and maybe they want to give them a ticket, or they're looking for someone and they want to find where was this license plate located, they can use these Flock cameras. And that's why you're probably seeing them more and more around the city to say, okay, when was the last time we saw this license plate? And boom, they're able to identify it, right? I've actually had the privilege of kind of working on some and doing like security assessments on Flock cameras just within this last year or two.
But it's not just license plate data. These cameras are capable of using AI to recognize various vehicle features such as scratches and dents, and they store digital mapping of where particular vehicles have been traveling. In one shocking instance, AI cameras were used to unsuspectingly arrest a traveler. The cameras had noted that he had been traveling back and forth from the US-Mexico border on the same highway in a way that was deemed suspicious. In actuality, it was just his route to and from work. It's also worth noting that Flock and other brands also have cameras that are designed to recognize people, not just vehicles. So now, an underworld is forming. There's a community of people making devices that can find and register these cameras. This is an insight into that world.
So a while back, I was looking around online and I found a Tindy shop that was run by a guy named Colonel Panic. And he was selling these small devices as well as a few other things. And what it does is it alerts on a Bluetooth MAC address so it can detect Flock cameras. So he has a big data set of known OUIs or MAC addresses for Flock cameras. So Flock cameras, the batteries in particular, have a specific known Bluetooth MAC address, as well as a known Wi-Fi access points that it, during the setup process, that it will put off. So if you know those, you can scan for them. And that's exactly what he did, was he put that into a firmware, and you could essentially drive around with this device and it would tell you you were within range of a Flock camera. And then once that started taking off, there were a whole flood of other people that either had already had existing devices that could detect Flock cameras, you know, they had the capacity to, but it wasn't built in yet. Mm-hmm. And then they later brought that into their firmware. So now we have a whole slew of devices, but it's still relatively new. And there's still a lot of people that are doing a lot of research on not only the cameras themselves, but the batteries and everything that gives off a signal or that would give us a fingerprint of an identifier, essentially. But yeah, it's still ongoing.
The crazy thing is, being able to geolocate these Flock cameras might not actually be that hard.
Obviously, these Flock cameras are connected to the internet, right? And most times than not, they're by themselves solar panel devices. So they probably have like a 5G connection that has a public IP, which is the key point. And so with that public IP, attackers, you know, people, red teamers, penetration testers, hackers, they're able to use tools that are called like Shodan and Census. I don't know if you've heard of those. So I'll pick on Shodan because I've used Shodan. When you use Shodan, it's basically an open source intelligence system that is able to scan the entire public internet. So each device has what's called a user agent. And basically that's just like a name for that device. So these Flock cameras, they all have a user agent, right? Now what that user agent is can be different, but at some point it'll say camera or Flock or whatever the brand name is, it'll have it in that user agent. And so when they're scanning the network, scanning the whole internet, they're able to pick up those user agents and locate them because of their public IP, which can be geolocated using open source intelligence tools. But it all starts from using something like Shodan to scan the entire internet. And that's how they're able to identify kind of those cameras all over the place.
So once you start getting into the world of hacking, you'll find that people's motivations can vary greatly.
And it's going to vary from cybersecurity professionals all the way to malicious actors. But I think the majority of the people that are making these type of devices are more hobbyists. They're doing it for the scene. They're doing it for just the love of hardware and building things.
Now, that you know of, is there anyone making a device that doesn't just tell you where Flock cameras are, but actually interferes with their functioning?
That's a hard one to speak on, but I do know that there were some people that were intentionally interfering with its cellular connection that would kind of force it back to using older, more vulnerable ways of communicating, but I don't know anyone intentionally like or publicly making devices that will like interfere with them, because that they wouldn't be bragging about it. Let's put it that way. I mean, these things are run by law enforcement, so you would be intentionally interfering with law enforcement. And for some people, that might be exactly what they want to do.
Malicious hackers with access to something like Flock cameras can do a tremendous amount of damage.
All these Flock cameras around, you don't think hackers can get into those and kind of see where everybody's at? And now if they want to stalk somebody, be able to find them or be able to grab that data and use it for their own good, right? But imagine I compromise one of the Flock cameras, and now I have access to that database, and I'm able to move laterally into the government. It can get real dangerous because of one IoT camera that we kind of just set and forgot about. People think, oh, you know, nobody's going to touch my camera. Why would they mess with my camera or my company as a whole? But like, little do they know, people do this for a living. You know, there's hacking groups out there who want to get this data.
Like, there's a lot of things that you could do with this information, and it kind of does become a big security risk, not only to the city itself, but to the people, to the local people, because if a lot of these agencies or a lot of these, you know, businesses aren't trying to secure this, they're only as secure as the business or whoever they're partnering with is secure, right?
And in San Antonio, downtown businesses had the option to tie their personal cameras into the police department's AI camera network.
Well, we've got cameras everywhere. And so, yes, we could certainly opt into the sister, and we'd be happy to do anything that would help.
Most people would agree that measures to prevent crime are good. But overall, these cameras have been wildly unpopular for both security reasons and privacy concerns. For instance, typically, police would need a warrant to monitor your location. With these cameras, they don't.
There's a big movement right now of cities that are having Flock cameras kicked out. People go to the city council and say, hey, we don't want this. We don't want to pay for this. We don't want our tax dollars going to this Orwellian dystopian government overreach, and we don't want these cameras. I know that they partnered there for a while with Ring, and they wanted every Ring camera to also be brought into their Flock security so that police would not have to subpoena Ring anymore to get video footage. They could just look at your front door camera whenever they wanted. And it was happening. Well, Ring did a Super Bowl commercial. They used a lost dog as a like way of showing how that they would use it, which everybody knew was BS. But there was so much pushback because of that Super Bowl commercial that Ring cut ties with Flock. They're no longer involved with Palantir and Flock cameras, because there were so many people going like, we will remove our Ring cameras. We do not want some other party having full-time unfettered access to our front door cameras.
Well, I'm sure there's some good in the cameras, but my question is, can that money be better spent in other ways?